I've enjoyed looking in the chat box to see how we are creating our coherence and coming together. And so now we are ready. From the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, I am Anya. Here in service, in the time of the great evolution, and so are you. Let us continue to build the coherence. I am the initiator of the universal calibration lattice, and you will come to know more of what that means today, an expansion of your consciousness, to be able to align with all the new energies that are being presented at this time, for you to become aware and express more of who you are. Feel your presence increasing. Well done already. Reminding you that you are indeed greatly loved. Inviting you love greatly. In the energy of infinite love, let us acknowledge that each one of us is a unique expression of the infinite universe. May you come to know yourself as an evolutionary here in this time of the great evolution. Feel yourself becoming more present, for now is the time where the energy of the planet invites you to be more present, more complete in every cell of your body, in every layer of your DNA, in every light fiber of your being. The energies of duality in this world are ready for the human being to become the third element of transformation. This is what you have agreed to do during this time of great change. I am a provider of energetic tools for you to use to help yourself and help others. And there is a tool I would like to begin to share in this channeling. Remember all of the energetic responses to the insights, the inspirations, and the activations of the days we spend together are according to your unique, universal wisdom. Take comfort in knowing we are unique and we are united. So we wish to present to you the beginning of this tool, the heart of the universal human. We would ask you to become aware of your energy as it radiates from your heart. As you have studied for thousands of years, the energy radiating from the heart in all directions, continuing to develop the frequencies of infinite love. And in this moment, we would ask you to affirm in the energy of infinite love, I am alive. I am electrical. I am transformative. Take a breath. Feel that in your heart. Allow that truth to resonate through you. And you have all been aware of the radiating of the energy through the crown center. However, from the heart, we are asking you now tap your heart gently in the energy of infinite love. I am alive. I am electrical. I am transformative. And then we're going to ask you to tap in the area of your solar plexus. For we wish to encourage each one of you to express that beautiful energy that you have known of enlightenment, of coherence, of presence in the heart and the crown through your solar plexus. We have all spoken of self-worth and self-respect and self-love. Now it is time, as you incarnate more of who you are, that your sense of self, your sense of soul, radiates from your solar plexus in this way. Again, through the solar plexus, tapping that area, becoming more present, opening up more of the channels of who you are to express your wholehearted, multidimensional self. To welcome you home to more of who you are, to be ready for the new ideas and the development of the new ways in these times that you prepared for, that you waited for, that you came here to be for. We don't want you to miss any of it, to be more present, to be expressive. And so one more to tap, once more to tap through the area of your solar plexus, and please affirm, I am here. Ah, that's beautiful. Present, you incarnated, come on through. And now, if you would, focus in the area of your crown. It delights us to see you respond so beautifully to the truth of your being. The energetic tools will continue to develop. Many of you are here to help develop more of these tools. Let us continue with this, please. Focus in your crown. And please affirm, I am open to the one field that unites us all. And in this awareness, in the energy of infinite love in the heart, in the energy of universal presence, your presence in your solar plexus, in the energy of opening through the area of the third eye, and you may tap that area too, we ask you to observe how you feel when we say, we, and we mean all multidimensional beings, all levels, we are unique and united. We are. And we begin this time together, channeling more of who we are, becoming more present in now time. We ask you to be ready to amaze yourself. We ask you to be ready to take your place as the third energy of transforming this place of duality and bringing in the new ways of being, the new ways of expressing. You are evolutionary. Living in the time of the great evolution. Your very presence is welcome. We ask you to feel more comfortable with yourself, capital S, soul, source, all the way through to the solar plexus. So now, when the new art appears, there will be the radiating from the heart, the radiating from the crown, and the radiating from the solar plexus. For this is the time We encourage one another. We honor one another in our strength, in our brilliance, in our decision to be here together now. We love energetic posturing. It is the way we speak with you. And so I would ask you, focus upon your feet as you stand on the planet, grounded, present, more comfortable in these times, to co-create, as we will say many times today, for yourselves and the generations to come. Focus in your center above, open, unique, united. Focus through your heart and the very core of your being. Open your arms, your hands. Touch one another. Feel the coherence that goes beyond time and place. Let us enjoy each other's company. Let us enjoy the co-creation that we have before us in these days to come. Such an honor to be with you. And as we continue through the day, let us enter into the energy of wild wisdom. You are indeed pioneers. We are in a new part of the field, a new part of space, and new resonance of expression. You are well prepared for this. You are ready for these times. What a delight to connect in the energy of infinite love. I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution. And so are you. All is well. Together let us affirm. And so I am. And so we are.
Beloved ones, we greet thee, Tzaltzar. And indeed, it is a great honor to be with you at this moment of your time. We come to you at a very interesting phase of human development. It is a critical time, as most of you are aware, and it is an opportunity. Out of this global chaos, a whole new reality can be created. And we wish to assist you in this process. These times together, we wish to enable you to understand the process of creation, quantum creation. For, in truth, creation occurs from the quantum field. Your words, thoughts, feelings are all vibration. Every single moment, you are vibrating a combination of these and other energetics, which are all part of you. You are radiating this combined energetic out into the quantum field. Your vibration is actually the energy that the quantum field responds to. Its response brings into your life the experiences that you actually have. And so when we spend a day together with you, in your tomorrow, we will be teaching and sharing and supporting you in experiencing what we are talking about. But right now, we would like to start the preparation. We would like to ask you right now to do a short experience with us. It is a meditation, very short, but if you participate, it can be very powerful. This meditation is designed to connect the heart and the brain-mind mechanism in a stronger, more flowing way. It is to allow the communication from your heart center to the brain-mind mechanism in a clearer way. Your programming over so many generations has been head-mind focused. What your science is telling you now is the heart is so important in the way that your reality is created. Your heart guides the brain-mind mechanism. And so in this short meditation, we would like to give you an experience that actually opens up a clearer channel from your heart to the mind. Okay? And so we're going to ask you to be comfortable, to sit, or even to lie down if you wish, but to be very present in these next few moments. So, be comfortable and relaxed. In this process, it is really important that you have your eyes closed, because there will be a gentle energy that starts to build within you. And with your eyes closed, you become far more sensitive to these energies, more aware of what is occurring. So, we are going also to use the energetic of a stargate. This beautiful structure is an anchor for a higher dimensional consciousness, that which we call the etheric stargate. And it is possible for each one of you to call forth to you right now. In this meditation, you can call for an etheric stargate, and this consciousness will come to you. So, let us begin. Hopefully, you are now comfortable and relaxed. Close the eyes. And so, start by breathing just a little slower, and a little deeper, a little slower and a little deeper, not forcing the breath, still relaxed, but a little deeper and a little slower. Very good. And now focus on your physical heart and your heart center. The physical heart, you know where that is. The heart center is more in the center of your body, aligned with your physical heart. So put your attention, your awareness in this area. If you wish, you can put your hand over your heart. So continue this breathing throughout this short meditation. Breathing a little deeper, a little slower. And as you focus your awareness on your heart, in fact, you can imagine that with your inner vision, you are looking at your heart. This helps. So continuing this breathing, focusing on your heart center. And now, as you continue this, take a moment and feel something or someone in your life that you feel really grateful for. Not just thinking, I am grateful, but see if you can move that thought to a feeling so that you can feel the energy of gratitude. What in your life are you really grateful for? Or who in your life are you really grateful for? And feel that vibration of gratitude in your heart. Very good. And now, we are going to bring an energy to each one of you. And again, we just say it is so important to keep your eyes closed throughout this meditation in order to benefit from it. And so now, as you relax, we ask each one of you to ask inside for a stargate, an etheric stargate, to come to you. And so we call for an etheric stargate to connect with each one of you. And it is important that you ask. You can just ask quietly inside. And we call for an etheric stargate to come to each one of you to support you in this process. And now we are going to ask you to ask your stargate to vibrate at the frequency of the 12th dimension. You do not have to understand anything about dimensions, but just simply asking, just to allow for that possibility that your stargate will respond to you. And so we are calling for a strong 12th dimensional energy in all the etheric stargates around the world as individuals tune in to this moment of now, and we are all connected around your world. Very good. So you are breathing a little deeper and a little slower. You are feeling gratitude, deep gratitude for something, someone in your life. And now your stargate is surrounding you with a 12th dimensional energy field. And into this energy field, we are going to bring you some very loving energies. And so we are going to ask for each one of you now to invite the presence of the one we call the Blessed Mother, whom you know as Mary or Maria, the mother of this one, Jesus. And so each one of you asking inside for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary. We call for the presence of the Blessed Mother. And just feel as she comes to you. And just invite her to bring her energy into your heart, into your heart center. Just asking. And maybe you can just feel her love coming to you. And now, asking once more, this time for the presence of Kuan Yin. For Kuan Yin is known for her compassion. And at this time, compassion, love, understanding are deeply needed. So inviting Kuan Yin to come to you. And asking Kuan Yin to bring her energy of compassion into your heart, so that you are being radiated with the love of Mary or Maria and the compassion of Kuan Yin. And now, beloved ones, we are going to bring a beautiful energetic. So continuing your breathing, continuing your gratitude, feeling the presence of Mary, Kuan Yin. And now ask your heart to send this loving energy up into your brain-mind mechanism. Sending this energy up into your head. Just visualize a flow of energy coming from your heart, a loving, compassionate energy coming up into your brain, into your head, into your mind, loving your mind. And now bringing your awareness back down to your heart once more, feeling that love, that compassion, that support from these two beautiful feminine energies. And again, ask your heart to send this love up, up, up into the mind, into the head, into the brain. And just allowing your mind to be loved by your heart. You are opening up a channel, clearing the channel, so to speak. Expanding the channel from your heart to your head. And once more, as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, feeling the gratitude, feeling the loving energy of the Blessed Mother Mary, Maria, feeling the compassion of Kuan Yin, and asking your heart center, your physical heart, to send up this loving energy up into the brain-mind mechanism, up into your head, loving your head, loving your mind, loving who you truly are. And so, beloved ones, allow this energy to vibrate you. It is you loving you. It is your heart loving your mind, your head, your brain, in fact, your totality. Invite your heart now to radiate this love to every cell of your body. And just feel, beloveds, just feel. Very good. We are Alcazar. We love you. And we bless you. We honor you greatly in these times of grand opportunity. And we look forward to sharing much energy with you in your tomorrow. Good day.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest, dearest beings of light. Well, here we are due to our virtual reality. It doesn't look like the Matrix to us. But you know that this may be the way of the future for the time being. As you understand, energy is energy, no matter where it goes, no matter where it comes from, that you are feeling our energy. Take a deep breath. Just as much as we are feeling your energy. And as that energy flows through the ethers to connect you and us together in the heart center of humanity, we are reverberating out all energies, all magnificent connections through this planet. You here who have joined us in this worldwide channeling retreat, we are looking to shift that energy within you and within our vessel, Marilyn, and the joy, and anyone else who is ready to shift and shake things up just a bit. Dearest beings of light, do you know you are the way showers? You are the connected ones. You are the ones who are bringing forth the new vision. We've told you many times, dearest beings of light, that there is no paradigm from where you are right now. There is no foundation. There is no memory bank to work through the miracles of modern technology, as our vessel Marilyn says, to work through where you are presently at this moment and where you are going into the future. So take a deep breath on that one. We have brought together these wondrous beings that are around us. The divine Peggy, the master-filled Prageet, and of course Lee, who bring in Alcazar and the divine feminine and Kryon and us. So with that energy, with that focus, know that it is possible to raise the frequency of this planet. Know that it is possible to create new paradigms. Know that it is possible to acknowledge the energy that is coming in to you, through you, with you, and all around you. That the newness of this time, this age, the age of intuition, is upon us. We are, in this year, tuning in to get that 2020 vision. Yes? And that is what is happening. We know some of you are feeling like you're a bit out of balance trying to get the technology to work and get your popcorn popper to work and all of that energy to flow into the divine frequency. So for the next few days, we would ask you to stop. Take a deep breath. Do so right now. Ask your angelic realm to assist. Yes, you are learning new things. Yes, you have no conscious memory from where you have been to what is happening in this world right now. So you can get all caught up in the what ifs of what is going to happen in the future and how long is this going to last and how many times can we do this and all of that energy if you choose. Yet, dearest beings of light, that truly serves no purpose. Instead, ask what else is possible. And what else? And what else? And what else is possible in your world? This is your time of redirection for sure. This is your time to learn the vibrational frequency that is going through the planet right now, going out into the galaxies right now to signal all, because all people are learning to connect intuitively. They may not be conscious of learning that they are connecting intuitively. However, they are, because their eyeballs are not looking eye to eye with their loved ones or their friends or their family or anyone else right now. They may be looking eye to eye with a camera that represents the hundreds, maybe thousands of people that are here with us. Take a deep breath on that. For you see, it is all energy. You see, in that focus, in that frequency, the very frequency of the planet is raising, which is what is necessary to shift its dimensional realm. So with that connection, that is why we are gathering together with these divine beings here with us to raise your frequency, to be in the frequency of the new age. to be in that connective point of the new expanded reality. We've been telling you for some time that the planet itself is shifting its dimension. That is why we are here. That is why there's more channels, more people that are creating that divine link with Source, or as some would call that Source, God, than ever before. How does it feel to make history live for the future generations to see what is happening here on this little planet, or this blue marble, as some have called it? What is happening here? How can these beings of light maybe seem not so filled with light, huh? But how can these beings evolve in ways that other galaxies, other energies, other beings have not? Hide and watch, dearests. Hide and watch, for you see, that is the new frequency. So the more you say, what if this is going to happen, and what if that is going to happen, and what is happening tomorrow, and what is happening the next day, those days have not come yet. So nothing is written in stone or in, we don't even have film anymore, huh? Or in digital frequencies, huh? It is an interesting time to choose to be here, and we are thankful. We are grateful. We are honored that you chose to be here at this particular time. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity, and we are indeed activating your genius code. So take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. How does that feel? You feel that tingling going from your heart up to your crown. No? Take another deep breath. You see, your genius code is that part of yourself that uses more than 5% of your brain. It is that part that has a direct line of connection from your heart through the active portions of your brain to activate your intuition, to activate the channel of light that is indeed within you. That is what we are doing for the next 3 days. As our dear friend Peggy said, the wild wisdom is coming in. We love that. And all the guides and angels and teachers and beings that are not in physical form, as our dear Pragit is bringing in, they are here with you. Always, but more specifically for these 3 days. What would you like from them? You will receive all kinds of activations and integrations and more activations and raising your frequency to the extent that you can call upon somebody intuitively and shift the consciousness of this planet with your focus. So, dearest beings of light, trust. trust that energy and trust that frequency that is coming truly within you. And as you do, be present. Be present right here, right now. Be present in this vibration right here, right now. Be present in this frequency right here, right now. Are you distracted? Are you being pulled aside by other things? Are you being connected to other aspects? Does that niggling of fear come in to draw you here or there or there or there? When that does, and it will, so stop and take a deep breath. And as you stop and take a deep breath, you realize that you are in control of you. You are in control of the expansion of you. And as you are, magnificent things happen. Magnificent things connect in the telomeres and the cells and the atoms of your field. Because for the next few days, all of that field is always moving together. So take a deep breath with that. We can't wait to see you again. But for now, we just wish for you to know how much we love you. How much you are cared for in this dimension. How much your value is in this dimensional frequency and moving into this next new age. Yes, new things are being learned. New energies are coming in. Celebrate them. And with the excitement in your heart, ask, what else? What else is next? Something good is coming in. Let's find out what it is together. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We come to you at this time, and we know what time it is. Mid-April 2020 it is, and we know what you're going through. We have said this so many times, dear ones. Spirit knows your name, knows your situation, knows your feelings, knows your anxieties and your fears. And it's like we stand off to the side. Sometimes watching you cry. And we stand there waiting. Waiting, and we've talked about it so often and given it names, waiting for you to take our hand. That's the spiritual free choice of humanity. To see it or don't see it. To feel it or don't feel it. We've said it so many times, this planet acknowledges a one God, a beautiful, loving God, totally acknowledges this all over. And yet, there seems to be always a wall that humans have built and made, designed, created, that's always between us. And that was not the design, dear ones, ever. You're never alone. Your soul is filled with the essence of God. Your soul. That means we are not somewhere else. This veil that you talk about is inside you. You realize that, don't you? It's not off in the sky somewhere. And I say this and preface this so you'll know why I'm going to give you this information that I'm giving you today. Yes, I'm going to talk about the elephant under the table. Yes, I'm going to talk about that which is the virus. I'm going to talk about the aftermath. I'm going to talk about right now. I'm going to talk about some things you should know that might be encouraging to some. And I'm going to do something that will make others roll their eyes and say, well, I don't think so, Cryon. You'll see that in a moment, in the future. Because I'm going to give you information a little bit about what you're seeing that's so sad, that doesn't have to be sad. About this microbe, this virus that you say is taking so many lives. I'm going to give you some information right now that is not that new. It is something that has occurred to some on the planet already. It is being worked on. But I want to push it forward so many of you understand and know that this virus is not taking your lives. It's something else, dear ones. Oh, it gets you to that place where you're very close to either death or recovery. But then suddenly something else is taking place. And I want to talk about the something else. Because I want science to know and I want medicine to know. This is already occurred to those who are working the puzzle. And yet, they're not really certain what they're seeing. What I'm going to tell you next, dear ones, I hope is taken to heart by someone who may be listening here. Those who would listen to channeling are not necessarily the frontline scientists of the planet. And I'm aware of that. So let us turn to what the facts are showing right now. The virus will take an immune system or someone perhaps who is weaker to a level that is dangerous. And in that danger, they will be put into that hospital and given the best care that you know how to give. Some of them will go into that which you have called the ICU, surrounded by ICU specialists and doctors and nurses who care about them and are doing their best to save their lives. But instead of seeing that which is normal in an ICU protocol or that which is normal for any virus, even the ones before this one, instead of that, they're seeing something completely different. They're seeing a downturn, an immediate, almost immediate death where there shouldn't be. And they're scratching their heads and saying, that should not have happened. That should not be that way. And so there's another complement. There's something else happening. This is factual, dear ones, and you can ask the physicians at the front lines and the nurses that have watched and seen those who are put in the ventilators, who are recovering or seeing to go to that place which would be next for a disease, and you lose them. There's something else going on. And now I will tell you what it is. And it's not sinister. It's just chemistry. And this hopefully will lead to those understanding that in the future, this does not have to be a killer flu. It's just the flu. Because of what I'm telling you now, what will be developed, what is going to be discovered. And if you roll your eyes, talk to me in a few years and see if you're going to roll your eyes then with what I'm going to tell you now. Dear ones, your immune system has never seen this. You have a robust immune system, most of you, but those who don't will have an immune system that overreacts to the virus. You might say that what is killing the human beings today is their own immune system, not the virus. The virus will take it to a certain level, and then the immune system, which has never seen this before, is overreacting. And the overreacting immune system is causing the death. Now, I just gave you a key to look at science. If you can encapsulate that immune system so it will not overreact, this flu will never kill another human. You know, the flu season, it's coming back. It will. But it'll simply be the flu. And it won't be a killer flu anymore because you have figured it out. And I just gave you something to work on and to know. And if you think I am wrong, ask those doctors in the ICU if they have seen this phenomenon. And they'll tell you, we've seen it. We know there's something else. We wish we knew what it was. Concentrate not on the virus, but on the immune system. And how to put it into a place where you can control the reaction and keep it from going to that place which has been so devastating for so many and hurt so many hearts. Inappropriate death, it is. That's number one. Number two, I would like to give you some information that may seem cryptic, but it's information about the aftermath. This all falls in, perhaps, to even previous channels. Not about that which would be a pandemic, but which would be a coming energy of change. Let's get away from the health right now and take a look at the economies. There's many who have said this is devastating to the economies. I will tell you something, dear ones. It is not devastating. It's a pruning. Many have told you. Books have been written. Futurists have said so. That the stock market itself has systemic problems. That means that in its very design, it's going to fail. And the way around that, we told you, was an integration, so it wouldn't fail. And there was a lot of head scratching to say, well, what is that integration? I will tell you what it is. It's the virus. Because what is going to happen when the stock market comes back, and it will, it is set to rebound, dear ones. It is not set to fail. Watch it. On good news, it starts to rebound. On bad news, it doesn't. It's not dead. But what happens with it and the commerce around it is a reboot. And that reboot starts to correct the systemic problems that it has naturally that is developed over years that would cause the failure. Some who will say, well, what about all the stores that are closed and they're saying they're not going to reopen and all these? They're right. Dear ones, many will not reopen, and they'll be the stores that shouldn't have been there. Not with the economy as it should be. A reboot is a pruning out of the things that should not, so when you rebound, they will not then continue, do you see? So systems that were not working, processes that were almost broken, when they come from zero and start coming back, will not have those attributes. Do you see how this works? Let me put it in another way. If a human being is in trouble, and a human being really needs to have help with this, and they go perhaps to a health worker, a psychiatrist, or a psychologist, or what they're going to tell them is this: you've got to stop, take a breath, go to zero, and recalibrate yourself. Recalibrate yourself. Every light worker knows how this works. You go to a place of meditation. All over the world, they know how this works. You have to stop everything. You stop going to work. You stop with your family. You stop everything. and you stand there or sit there and understand for whatever length of time what is important to you and what is not, you have to go to that place where nothing is moving. And then the intuition starts to come in that says, oh, 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 I see what's wrong. I see these things over here. That doesn't serve me. I thought it did. I was too busy to notice, you see. Oh, I see this relationship over here, and I thought it was one thing, and now I realize it's another. Maybe I ought to take another look. I was too busy with myself. I was too afraid of my surroundings. I had this and that happen, and I never could get any sleep. No wonder I couldn't see these things. No wonder I couldn't see these things. And so just as human to human and human, you understand, sometimes the solution, the finish line, what you have to do to correct yourself is to stop, take a breath, balance yourself, breathe, meditate, take time. And then the intuition starts to flow in. And that intuition, without all the busyness and without all the things that disturb you and the fears and those that talk to you about this and that and this and the opinions, all goes away. And instead, the intuition flows in that is beautiful from your spirituality, from your own soul, from across the veil, perhaps, that says, number one, you're dearly loved. Number two, take a hard look at the things around you, because now is the opportunity to eliminate them and start afresh. And as you do, you'll be healthier. You'll be a sweeter person because you'll understand what works and what does not. Dear human being, the planet is in reboot mode right now. There's never been anything to create this kind of unity on the planet, not even a world war. This is new. Take a look. It's on purpose, you might say. From a virus, by the way, that came from nature but didn't get to you naturally. I'll talk on that some other time. I would like to tell you right now that when these things are over and it starts to come back, it may take a while, but it's going to come back a different way. It's going to come back fresher. It's going to come back with systems that are correcting themselves because they're starting over. New ideas. Industries may disappear. And not because of the virus, because they're recognized as no necessary. New industries, new inventions are going to pop up because of this. I'm telling you, whatever you think is going to happen, you'll be wrong. Because this is the reboot we talked about, the energy shift we talked about, when all around the naysayers say, well, it can't happen with the economy we have. They're right. Well, it can't happen with the stock market the way it is. They're right. And it isn't. You're at zero right now, and you're going to come rebounding back differently. There is so much hope for this planet because of this. I tell you these things in love and compassion because you'll see it's true. And you may have difficulty understanding why this had to happen or that happened to happen. It's the salvation of humanity. It's the beginning of a higher consciousness and understanding and togetherness of humanity. You let a microbe bring you to your knees. What if instead the next time it's love? Or understanding or compassion for one another that could sweep this planet with health, with love, and make things happen that never happened before. This is not what you think. I give you these things in love to tell you there's not only hope for the future, there is hope for a different future. You're not going to return to the same old, and that goes for politics. And that goes for broadcast news. That goes for what you're going to find out later of what really happened that you call COVID-19. These things will happen because you need them, and you will correct things because of them. And this will be a much better planet to live on. Believe me, you're not returning to the old world ever again. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, and I'll be back. And so it is.